drones itself is similar to cell phones. After 18 months or so, the technology, there's been upgrades, and between rotating out the fleet, training pilots, managing maintenance, it's much easier to hire a third party contractor and save on the added expenses and overhead. Payload strategies in all, the drone itself is just a vehicle. The real value of the drone is the payloads they carry. The typical payloads are going to range from your standard or baseline RGB, red, green, blue, your cameras. Those are 60, or typically are the ones we use, are all at least 61 megapixel, then ranging from 7mm to 81mm telephoto lenses, from a survey to an inspection class. Then you get to LiDAR, where instead of taking pictures, you're taking millions of laser points and building an image cloud or point cloud. And this is great because you can either cut away heavy vegetation to see the bare earth or hidden structures, or be able to build exact 3D replicas of whether it's a building, something that's not in existence yet, or if you want to build a 3D model for a team to run through, it might be a target building. Also, they're multispectral. That's reading the, providing data from what's invisible data or different light spectrums. So a lot of times in agriculture, from crop yield to irrigation levels, pesticide levels, and then the last piece is thermal, where you would see that, you know, a lot of times in first response, looking for casualties, or also solar panel inspections. And then kind of to break those down further, first we have a LiDAR application. So as I mentioned, that's the lasers taking millions of points and then recreating that. The most common is to remove vegetation, or what we're using it for, natural gas pipeline inspections in marshlands, heavy vegetation, to strip that away and be able to see the pipelines. In government space, or in government contracting, really across the board, it's a great tool, because no matter where you're at, you can recreate, whether it's a construction site, buildings, target building, what have you, wherever you're at, you can recreate that and be able to do, whether it's inspections, forecasting, planning, from wherever you're at. On the multispectral side, as I mentioned, and really typically you think about it in agriculture space, but you can use that to essentially build a chemical makeup of any material around you or your environment. So, from, as I mentioned, in agriculture, to seeing if there's a water source, if that water source is clean, if there's a hazardous chemical spill, et cetera. So that's a really interesting payload with a lot of capabilities outside of what you would typically see just in agriculture. 3D mapping and digital twins, volumetrics. So again, I've mentioned that similar to LiDAR, you can do that, do 3D models a few different ways, also with RGB. But with the digital twins, again, you're just creating that same building or environment that you can look at remotely or wherever you're at. And then volumetrics, being able to see, it's giving the people that need the information, that data, again, remotely, so you don't have to eat, whether it's a hazardous environment or just having to go back and repeat in inspections weekly, maybe it's a construction site, you can recreate those images from wherever you're at remotely. And then getting into something that we've been doing with drones since the very beginning, and kind of the idea, the initial idea of drones with ISR or intelligence, surveillance and recon. And that's the most critical part in ISR is timing. You want that data to the right people immediately or as in real time as possible. So that's kind of a separate piece from the technology itself. But Yeah, that's the most critical part. And you will see that obviously in disaster response and first responder, but also anywhere where you have a security position, could be large crowd stadiums, it's a security site, construction site again, your FOBs, CPs, what have you. And then future state, regulatory expansion into BVLOS. So beyond visual line of sight, the door has been cracked. And that's really where the industry is headed and where we have a large focus also in ClearPoint is moving to, rather than a pilot operating a drone, now you can operate a fleet, essentially like a drone in a box type of solution, to where the drone can take off, retrieve data, upload, recharge, all in its own environment. And that's going to vastly expand our ability to scale and being able to operate a fleet of drones remotely from anywhere in the country or worldwide, rather than just one pilot to a drone or a pilot per a fleet of drones in one particular area. Yeah, I appreciate the time and running through these questions with you.